Yeah, this is exciting news for the Diocese of St. Petersburg. We are getting ready to launch our new pastoral plan, which is called A Call to Conversion, Courageously Living the Gospel. We issued the original Courageously Living the Gospel back in 2018 on the occasion of the 50th anniversary of our diocese. And so it's 6 years later, we've accomplished so many of the goals that we set out to accomplish with that plan. But it became apparent to me and to others that it was time to update the plan and to move forward. So we've retained some of that vision in terms of courageously living the gospel. That's not going away. But the main focus going forward is a call to conversion for each one of us.
And I must say, right out of the gate, it doesn't look like the typical papal encyclical or letter. It's like a magazine type format, which is very unique and I think very readable.
We wanted to make sure it was a usable document, that it just didn't sit on somebody's table or desk or shelf, but that they actually wanted to open it and to read it and to pray about it. So we wanted to make it attractive. We know that people like to look at photos and pictures, so there's a lot of that. There's a lot of dynamic graphics in here. It's something that you want to spend time with. It's not just text, page after page of words and text, but rather it's a living plan. You almost feel like it's alive. There's energy there because there's photos that are matching the ideas and the goals and priorities that are being expressed.
Right away, I saw on the cover a couple that I know, and immediately I was flipping through to see, where is Spirit FM mentioned in the book? Where are some of the offices that I work with? What the layout is? And I know right out of the gate, there's a prayer that's involved with this, a letter from you expressing the background behind it and your vision for the future. As you said, it's got life to it.
Everything we do, ever since I've been bishop here in our diocese, begins with prayer. I'd be hard-pressed to thinking something that I do where I don't start with a prayer, either personally to myself with God, or if I'm in a meeting or so, or even an appointment. We always open in prayer, asking for God's guidance, for his inspiration, asking that any decisions we make, that they're in accord with his will. So the foundation of this document certainly was prayer, and all of the listening sessions and things that went into making this plan were certainly grounded very much in prayer. I did write an introductory letter to the document as bishop, and I firmly believe that as bishop, that I have a responsibility to lead our diocese forward. And I think that the faithful of our diocese have a right to expect their leader to show them what that vision is and how we're going to get there. So I felt that way ever since I was appointed a bishop back in 2012, and I've continued that practice here in our diocese.
Inside the front cover is a quote from Pope Francis. And as we all know, and you kind of alluded to in that last statement, listening sessions. Was the Synod something that helped propel this forward, do you think?
I wouldn't say that the Synod was a direct inspiration for developing this pastoral plan, but certainly we capitalized on the Synod process because a lot of the information that we gathered through the Synod listening sessions was used in developing this pastoral plan. The Synod is kind of concluding in Rome, and at the end of that, those who participate will present a document to the Holy Father, Pope Francis, for his approval. And he's welcome to adopt anything or to change anything that he feels the Holy Spirit is calling him to do. The document that we have, A Call to Conversion, our pastoral plan, is the fruit of all the work, the input that we've received from literally thousands of people over a period that has expanded over a year.
You know, I think a lot of people, they go to these meetings, gatherings, Synod session, listening session, they give their ideas, and some of the words when you leave, you'll hear people grumble, well, I wonder what they're going to do with this. Is this going to go anywhere? Is it going to, as you said, sit on a shelf? I don't think it has, because I think a lot, as you said, a lot of the ideas from those meetings are going to be put into practice here.
Yeah, I can assure that anybody who participated in one of our Synod listening sessions or other gatherings in preparation for this plan, that your voice was heard and it was taken into consideration and account. You might not see your exact words in the document or what you desired or thought the Holy Spirit was calling us to do. But I think the essence of those ideas and those promptings are reflected in the document. And as far as, you know, is anything going to happen, each of the priorities and the goals that we have clearly state who's accountable for achieving those things. So it's not just going to kind of sit on a table and look pretty. We're going to put this into action.